fellow freedom fans. David Allen Carmichael here with the Faith and Freedom Show. You caught me right in the middle of a Facebook entry, okay? I've got to admit it. I'm not just totally wrapped up in the thing, but sometimes that kind of thing happens. So there you go, Ashley. There's a comment from David, and enjoy that. I'm David Allen Carmichael. This is the Faith and Freedom Show. And this is the Liberty Works Radio Network, and we're having a good time with it. A lot of strange things are always in the news, and I struggled today. Oh, my goodness. Up to about a half hour ago, my wife said something to me, and I said, this is just not gelling today. I've got a lot of things I've done. I've done some good research. I read the United Nations Security Council Resolution 1887 that was published yesterday. I read that. I also read the non-proliferation treaty. That's what I did. I read the non-proliferation treaty. How many of you, let's everybody raise your hand, who read the nuclear proliferation treaty today? Oh, I don't see any hands today. Billy, are you out there? Have you read the nuclear proliferation treaty? I did today. I did in preparation for the show, because it turns out in the national news, of course, was the big meeting yesterday in Pittsburgh and things like that. And there was a big report that came out that said, aha, Iran has an underground, they call it a secret facility, where they're preparing whatever nuclear materials or whatever it is, whether for whatever reason. We don't know. Somebody knows. They say in some reports that the United States has known about it for quite some time and let the story leak, or somebody reported it yesterday or the day before or something. And then Mr. Ahmadinejad or whatever his name is says, oh, yeah, that's right. We've got a facility that we're building. Yeah, it's underground. I guess it helps air conditioning costs, right? I just put it underground. And he said, well, and I just read today a few minutes ago that they had some medical uses that they were going to come up with. Well, I read the nuclear proliferation treaty today. So what, and this is what my concern, and we're going to get some things that are in some Florida news that'll be concern of you today as well. And by the way, the number here is 888-850-1872. Remember all those eights. It's 888-850-1872. We can talk about this or other things. What I did is I thought, if it is a United Nations law that says Iran has to behave a certain way with regard to their nuclear weapons or disclosure stuff, I say, forget you, UN. You're not a government. You say you're a government. You think you're a government. But if your government is made up of a president of the United States who has no constitutional authority to go be part of a foreign government, then I say, you know, Iran, you can just do what you want. And I thought to myself, but what if it is a treaty that they have signed on to and have then are basically stuck with the treaty? So that's what I did, is I checked out the Security Council's resolution. So I'll be reading that today. Yeah, it's going to be a mind-boggler. I'm going to read from a UN resolution. I'm going to read from a treaty today. There's some other things that are in the news that are pretty exciting. I think they're pretty exciting. Here's something that's not necessarily exciting. It's interesting. Sex offenders welcome. Florida apartments offer home. So, obviously, on the face of this, I thought, well, somebody's put together a home that sex offenders who have been let out of jail can live in. That's an interesting thing. So, we're going to be talking about that. It's Pahokee, Florida. I'm not supposed to say It's part of having a tired brain right now. Maybe I'll take some vitamin B, and after two more breaks, I will be alert again. So that's what I get for getting up before 5 o'clock this morning. I'm brain dead now. There's an article that was reported by the Associated Press. I'll be citing parts of it so you'll know what's happening. And I'm going to be discussing some of those things. That's a pretty sensitive issue, this child molester thing. I've known two. I knew of one. He's in jail now. And he was somebody who was offending his own family members. And he's in jail, and he wasn't somebody who was a friend of mine. I had ministry contact through Christian ministry with, when you're doing small groups, you're really trying to bring people up through just with a biblical perspective. You realize that people are coming into it semi or totally, completely dysfunctional. So you don't know anybody's background. We found one guy who was actually assaulting somebody, his family. It was pretty bad stuff. And then there's something that's occurred recently that's very troubling. We found someone else who is very new to our congregation who had some issues and is currently in jail facing charges. So it's a very difficult issue, but we're going to come back to that. And that's in, let's see, that's Pahokee, Florida. September 2nd article that was published by, and I said, again, the Associated Press. We'll come back to that. There's another, I think, very interesting article here. The Congressional Budget Office's Congressional Budget Office testimony echoes insurers' claims about cuts to Medicare Advantage program. Hello? There recently, we heard a lot of gaggle on the talk radio about Humana, the insurance giant Humana, being told by Congress and whoever else, I guess it's the the Medicare services, whatever they are. There's some kind of acronym that talks about a committee that runs Medicare Advantage or whatever it is. They told Humana they're not allowed to tell anybody, especially those who are their customers, their opinion about the current healthcare bills. And I read this article. We're going to get to that. That's going to be interesting. Who's lying, by the way? That's what really occurred to me. I don't really, I really try to approach these things I really don't care. That issue's not up to me. I'm not a participant in Medicare. I'm not going to be able to accept Medicare. I'm not a participant in that entire welfare benefit program because of really obligations of religion and conviction and then ideology and things like that, that you have to live what you think or you are not, or that's what they call hypocrisy. So you have to battle that. So I'm not going to be a participant. I'm not going to be having the advantage of those programs. So I'm trying to approach this with it's neither here nor there to me perspective. But I will say that there's some things that are kind of irritating when you hear on the airwaves, people in government claiming one group to be lying about what they are saying, and then you find out what they said was a lie about what they were telling the other person not to lie about. It gets pretty crazy. So I'm going to read from an article that's pretty detailed about that. There was another thing that I found in the news I thought was interesting, and that is the administration. It was almost like a slam article, and really it was kind of benign news, but I think it indicates where we are focused. And I'm going to challenge our listeners to consider, what is the government's focus right now? Of course, we always, on this Faith and Freedom show, yes, it's commercial talk radio, but that's my shtick, okay? Faith and Freedom. All right? That's my shtick. And the number here is 888-850-1872. The administration will cut Border Patrol deployed on U.S.-Mexico border. I'm going to discuss this, and I'm going to go through the article. I'm going to show you where that headline is probably not a fair way to approach the discussion. They probably could have said U.S.-Mexico border officer numbers will decrease, and Canada border agent numbers will increase, was probably a more fair way to deal with this issue with regard to this article. So we're going to read the text of the article and get down to the substance of it. Hey, caller, thank you for calling the Eagle 104.3 FM. What's your question or comment?
Hello, from Florida. Dave, I wanted to bring up three quick topics for you to chew on.
Okay.
You mentioned Florida and perverts, child sexual perverts, and also the nuke issue and the G20 summit. On the child issue, there's a problem here in Florida because, it's hard to determine whether an 18-year-old is having sex with a 17-year-old, considered some sort of sexual deviant. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to some 35-year-old guy going after a young girl, 6, 7, 8 years old.
Right. And one would be aggravated sexual assault. Now, that would be the older person, overpowering with authority, things like that. I have done a little bit of research on what the differences are. You do have a good point. The 18-year-old who is being inculcated at a young age of in public school, focused on sexual activity rather than physics, you know, physiques rather than physics and or geometry. So
that creates a problem here in Florida.
Yes.
Because really, and I'll be blunt with you, I have a 6-year-old. If a male attacked her, I'd kill him with my own hands. And I would have no problem doing that, and I would do it.
And in the common law, it would not be a murder, but merely manslaughter.
Well, I'll,
but you'd have to raise that as a defense. I looked that up too. Okay.
I will stand in front of a jury and defend myself on that. But now, on the other issue, on the G20 summit, which was happened in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
I'm sure you're aware of that.
Yes.
You know, some of these talk show hosts, they make me laugh. That's why I like your style. Hey, the war's coming to an end. They're using sound weapons. They're using this, they're using that. But you don't have a right to destroy private property when you protest. I don't care who you're protesting against.
Yeah, and I'll just tell you, the other thing is, it's one thing to have to get a permit. If they say, hey, you have to wait 90 days to get a permit, forget that. You know, that's basically making sure nobody can really have any free speech because you've got to orchestrate it, you know?
Right.
Or, I mean, there's certain things. Now, if it's like Martin Luther King Jr. in Alabama, and they said, well, you're marching without a permit. Well, you won't give us a permit. Well, too bad, so sad. Then you go ahead and march. It seems to me that these guys were truly being lawless. They showed up in masks. They were rolling trash cans, you know, those big dumpster things, down the road at the police department. They were ordered to disperse. And so just what I saw maybe about 8 minutes of separate video clips, and I'm thinking, they're criminals.
Exactly, and the police acted in a responsible way. Would they rather have them go out there with billy clubs and whack them over the head as opposed to using something non-lethal to get them to disperse?
Well, exactly, and I thought they were pretty restrained.
Sure, they were.
And they should have, and I thought about that just before I started the show, about 8 minutes before. I'm glad you asked this question. Because I thought about that, and I thought, you know, there's probably about 50, at least 50 people that should have been arrested.
Right.
The problem is, why didn't they arrest them? Well, they have to keep a certain barrier. They have to keep the whole thing. They have to contain it. So if they're busy containing it, they can't arrest. And then it would look worse because it obviously would take force. There were people, the protesters had helmets on. So, I mean, they came prepared to have a physical battle.
This is the one thing great about Liberty Works Radio Network. We enforce the law. It will even protect the government if they're obeying the law.
That's right.
And everybody else, the government's evil, 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 evil. No, no, no. It's about obeying the law.
That's right. Thank you.
You mentioned Iran real quick, and I just think the public policy of the United States of America needs to be real simple. No other nation will ever develop a nuclear weapon. And if you intend to do that, we will attack you unilaterally. We will attack you and destroy your nuclear facility, and we need to enforce that.
Well, I'll tell you, you got to stay tuned because I actually have read the treaty that Iran signed, and that's really, and I'm going to address that. Why is somebody claiming UN as authority when they should be claiming a treaty? And so we're going to deal with exactly what you brought up there.
Okay, I'll be listening. Thanks.
No, it's good stuff. Hey, thanks for the call.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Well, that's the kind of way that we do this stuff. Can I tell you? I may or may not have a problem with G20 issues. I may or may not have a problem with G8 issues. I may or may not have a problem with putting permits where you got to take 90 days before you can say something. I may or may, you know what I'm saying? And our focus is going to be on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. I've been in a situation, I think the Tea Parties are a wonderful avenue for free speech. Now, I've seen it in these cities. They get a permit. They have to have, whoever's organizing it has to have insurance. Now, that's insane. I don't think that would necessarily be constitutional. I think that's worth a discussion. If somebody damages property, whoever damages the property should be held accountable. I mean, that's the way it should be. So that's something to think about. And you know, people have insurance for their business and stuff like that. That has its own conversation. Tune into our website, faithfreedoms.org. I'm staring at the camera right now at faithfreedoms.org. Give us a call at 888-850-1872.